Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for the replay of this past Sunday night's live call-in show. We call it the BOGP Open Line, or affectionately called You, Me, and Scotty G. We take your calls. We talk about all the news of the week, including Magic Bands Plus coming in 2022, the initial bookings for the Galactic Star Cruiser, the Star Wars Hotel, and how we think the launch of Genie Plus is going this week down at Walt Disney World. And we also preview the Wine and Dine race courses that are going to be taking place less than 3 weeks down at Walt Disney World. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. We'd sure love to help you with your next trip. The Magic for Less is a Platinum Earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for their outstanding service to their guests and the amount of trips they book each and every year to the Disney destinations. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online, especially during this busy holiday season. That one extra click really does help us out a lot. So please bookmark it and click on it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you sincerely to our patrons. You allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. And our patrons also get a bonus show each and every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. And it's a fun show. So I hope you would like to check that out as well. So for more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line. I am your host, Mike Rallman, from the Be Our Guest podcast. Of course, you can check out all of everything that we do over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We're recording this show live on Facebook and YouTube on Sunday evening, October 17th, 2021. Yes, we're a little rusty because we took 2 weeks off. But we'll be talking about some of those adventures here as we move through the next hour and take your calls at 407-413-9395. It's going to be an action-packed hour because we got lots to talk about. We got some news. We got some quick hits from stuff we haven't talked about from the 50th. I'm back from Chicago last weekend, so that's why we didn't have the show there. And shout out to my co-host here on the You, Me, and Scotty G show. Big birthday weekend, so happy birthday to my co-host. Let's get him in here from up in the mitten, your friend and mine, hashtag Scotty D. What's going on, Scott?
Scotty D, that's funny. Yeah, so I had an awesome birthday cake made for me this weekend, and instead of Scotty G, it came out Scotty D. But you know what? I think someone said, hey, that could be Scotty Disney. My middle name is Daniel, so it could be from my middle name. Either way, the cake tasted awesome, and it's all that matters. So appreciate all the birthday love over the weekend. I know a lot of listeners of the show reached out to me. Really appreciate that. It's always fun when your birthday lands on a Saturday.
Yeah, you did it right.
And, you know, I got the mid-October birthday, and usually, like, I'd say 7 out of 10 times, it's like a really gorgeous day, and this was one of those this weekend for me, so it was awesome.
That's right. So you got a little, I'm sure you did some golfing this weekend, because that's how you celebrate, I mean, every weekend, but hopefully it was a good one. You got to do stuff you like.
Yeah, Elizabeth joined me on my actual birthday. We played the Woodside course that has 12 holes, one of those weird courses with 12 holes. We played that. I played 9 holes with my brother today on Sunday. So yeah, it was a good weekend. One of these weekends, one of these years, maybe for my 40th, I turned 38. Maybe for my 40th, we head down for Walt Disney World for a big celebration. That sounds pretty good.
I'm in. Sounds good to me. Because we're like on the same cycle, right? I'll be at the...
Right.
I know, it's scary.
I feel like we got to do something like in the middle of our birthdays and do like a 40th slash whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, don't say, I can't believe it. I'm like 19. It's ridiculous. I can't even think about that because I do dumb stuff all the time. Like, God, you know, I got to grow up. Like, I'm doing stupid stuff like I'm 18 still. So
before we go to the Disney, though, someone in the chat just mentioned Michigan State winning on my birthday. Heck yeah, that is awesome. And the last time my birthday was on a Saturday, Michigan State had the block punt against Michigan. I don't know if you remember that game.
I remember that.
We didn't have a guy back for the punt return. We just forced everyone in on the last play of the game. We blocked the punt. We scored the touchdown. We beat Michigan on my birthday. That was awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, let's talk about Disney.
Yeah, 7-0 Sparty, ninth in the country, just so we can get that out of there. And this is this is rivalry week, right? You guys play up
so
next.
We're on a bye week,
but then your next game,
Michigan
though, right?
Plays Northwestern. They'll probably beat Northwestern. Then we'll both be 7-0 in East Lansing. That is going to be madness. Halloween weekend. Oh, my gosh.
And we're not going to talk about the Tennessee Ole Miss game. That was wild last night. And we're not going to talk about Mizzou. That's off limits. Okay, real quick, we're going to hit some of the news over at themouseforless.com. Just some headlines. You've probably seen all this stuff, but I thought we'd just go through here. Just some things that we may want to talk about and just jump in, because we've talked about some of these things since the last time we got together. Of course, Genie Plus is debuting October 19th, which, you know, the parks have been reopened here for, I think I saw it's about 430 days at this point, without any kind of fast pass, any kind of, you know, it's been just totally standby lines for this entire time since the parks reopening in July of 2020, I guess that would have been. And, you know, this will change up and it'll change how we do our vacations, whether you participate or not, starting this Tuesday. So, Scott, real quick thoughts on how you think things will go this coming week, because I mean, this is a pretty big shift in how things are going to happen.
It's a big shift. I'll be watching wait times like crazy, as I'm sure you will, and everyone listening to this will be very curious to see what this does to standby wait. So that's what I'm most curious about, right, Mike? Is how's this going to impact the standby wait time? As I think a lot of us will still want to just use the standby line. So, yeah, I'll have my eyes glued to my Disney experience in social media to find out how that goes this week.
So what I'm getting from guests and, you know, just folks that I've been talking about, again, I think as Disney fans, we're kind of strategists. And you know, even if we don't have a trip this week, you know, we'll be down in 3 weeks and we'll have the opportunity to use this or not, you know, and maybe use it a day here and maybe not the next day. What I'm hearing from a lot of people, the strategy that I'm thinking is kind of out in front at this point before it even debuts, is to use it on your Magic Kingdom day, probably more than any other day, you know. And like you, though, because you're a huge Animal Kingdom fan, that could be, you know, something you use at Animal Kingdom because that's your jam, where I'm really laid back at the Animal Kingdom. I can go there and have Satouli Canteen because I don't really, you know, Everest kind of gives me an upset stomach. Flight of Passage isn't my thing. I could do Kilimanjaro Safaris, Dinosaur, see a couple shows, eat a good meal, and I'm good. So I probably wouldn't need Genie Plus at Animal Kingdom, but you could be a good deal. I mean, it's one of those things that it does give us flexibility, but I do like how people are coming up with strategies, and it is one of those things that it's an option, right? And I think it's good to have options.
Definitely good to have options. I mean, I know I'm going to be using it when I'm at Wine and Dine just to see it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as my curiosity, I think, is going to get the best of me, but I don't think I'll use it every single trip, like a marathon weekend where I really don't worry about attractions at all. Like, probably not going to use it that weekend, but yeah, super excited to see how it goes. Hopefully it goes smooth. We know Disney technology could have some issues there. So
No.
Well, the 19th is going to be a great day to be on social media reading about Genie Plus.
Yeah, so it'll be the meltdown day. So strap in. It'll be working about time we get down there beginning of November. I have faith, I hope. Okay, well, another story that we found out, the Guardians of the Galaxy coaster over at Epcot will be opening sometime in 2022, so sometime next year. The shocking thing to me was, and I don't know if I'm totally out on this, I thought everybody kind of thought this. I assumed, and I was totally wrong, I guess, Tron would open before Guardians. And I guess I was wrong on that. Did you think that? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it looked like, I don't know, it seemed like Tron didn't seem as involved, and it seemed pretty close, but Guardians opened it first.
Yeah. The reason it doesn't surprise me, though, is that we've seen some sneak peeks of Guardians, right? Where I feel like we've seen no sneak peek of Tron. Mm. But what surprises me is that they built Tron before. So you thought that would have been like easier to recreate, right? But yeah, I hope we get a 2022 for Tron. I hope that's not far behind. Maybe like an October 1st, 2022 would be kind of cool. But we shall see. But I'm excited for both. I know Guardians makes you a little nervous. There's some spinning going on. I'm sure you'll try it at least once. But I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, there's a coaster at Branson at Silver Dollar City called Time Traveler, which I don't think this is going to be as intense as Time Traveler, but it does have the same kind of cars where you do spin while you're on a roller coaster track. But this thing was totally intense. You went upside down 5 times. You dropped 100 feet right out of the station. I just rode it because Mallory wanted to ride it. And I'm like, oh, dude, we talked about my age about 10 minutes ago. That dude, I feel like I was 90. I'm like, get me off this thing. I am way too old for this stuff anymore. But yeah, so I think it's more because that one isn't story driven, right? That's a roller coaster that you're just outside.
Right.
This one, I think it twists, from what I've heard, and I think you heard the same thing, like it twists, but in order to show you like what furthers the show, like you need to see this particular scene.
You're not twisting just the twist,
like a Haunted Mansion, probably
some animatronics or something,
right? Yeah. So I'm cool with that. Another thing that's kind of hit us over the last week is that live entertainment, one of our greatest things at Walt Disney World, coming back. While we were down there for the 50th, We got to see Sergio. I think that's his name, the guy in Italy that got the whistle, and he does all the, he has a little gondola that he does, and he throw the ball in the hoop and just, you know, doesn't speak, blows the whistle. Love that guy. There was another, who else was it? Oh, the drummer.
Well, we saw Casey's the piano player.
Yes. The pianist. I just like saying that song or that word, the pianist. It makes me sound like I know what I'm doing. He was there. You have, we got the character meet and greets inside coming back, socially distant, of course, now. Jelly Rolls opened the other night. Yeehaw Bob was rocking it out back at the River Roost. I mean, it's starting to feel like normal Walt Disney World, because live entertainment was a thing that was missing. It's like the heartbeat, and it's starting to feel really back to normal.
Yeah, it's been challenging for me to be the only live entertainment out there. So definitely excited to see some Disney cast members come back in the entertainment field.
Right. Real quick, another couple, because I just want to get these stories out there for folks that might want to talk about these things. Magic Band Plus.
Yes.
So we kind of mentioned this when we were talking about this. We were down at the 50th just together. Where do you fall on the scale of this Magic Band that's going to be taking things to the next level? It's almost like, it's not like a smartwatch because it doesn't do that much stuff, but it does interact more than your typical Magic Band that we have now coming in 2022. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I mean, I know we talked about it even this last summer, because when the new technology where you could use like your Apple Watch or your phone to get into the parks, I'm still Team Magic Band. I still haven't even used my watch or my phone to get in. So I'm really excited for like a plus. That seems to be the Disney term, right? Let's plus it up. I'm excited for the upgraded Magic Bands for sure. Where do you fall on that?
So I just use the same old one. Like, I mean, because, you know, I literally had hundreds, like, of just the plain colored ones, because I always got them when they were free. And I had so many. You remember I used to have them, like, on my mic boom at the old house and, you know, everywhere. And I finally got rid of them when we moved. And I think I recycled them. I took them on one trip, like, in a big bag. And I just use the same one over and over from, like, it's the Slinky Dog one that I got at a media event, because I love Toy Story. And it's worked great. Now, I did see one on social media today that I've never wanted to buy one, but there's like a retro one that's from, it's got like license plates and old like 70s looking. Did you see it today? It was on social media.
Okay.
I know you've been outside a lot today. You'll probably see it, but it's one of those kind of like vault looking, you know, definitely retro 70s. It's got like license plates and like, you know, like kind of like basically little snapshots of all the stuff that's in the vault, like lunchboxes and thermoses with all the like old Disney memorabilia on it. Right. So it's red. So I might have to buy that. I probably won't. I'm cheap, but I like it.
You should.
It looked cool.
But you know what that made me think of going back like a couple podcasts ago. We were talking about the 50th and I said something where I was wrong. And that was on the contemporary merchandise. I talked about how disappointed I was.
I
was there was no 50th merchandise. Then boom, all of a sudden it's all there. You got the Magic Band, you got the pin, you got some shirts, you got ears. So hope that's still around at Winding Down, because I was there at the contemporary on the 50th and I want that stuff.
That coffee mug that I sent you.
The coffee mug with the monorail on the handle.
Oh man, I want that coffee mug. I don't even drink coffee, but that coffee mug would be great to throw some pins in. So yeah, I was excited for that. It's so weird though, that stuff, again, it had to be supply chain, right? Because you know they wanted to have that out on the 50th. Because
I'm just waiting for the Polynesian stuff to start rolling in here soon too.
Okay, one other thing, and then we'll kind of open up the phone lines and take your calls, whatever you want to talk about. So Galactic Star Cruiser now booking for select guests. It's funny, because when it was announced, then we saw the pricing, like, nobody's going to book that. And then there's lots of dates that are now completely sold out. So what have you, from what you've seen, like, what are your thoughts on how Galactic Star Cruiser bookings are going?
Honestly, Mike, I haven't paid that much attention to it. I know we have a friend in the chat that just said that they have theirs booked, which is awesome. So very happy to see that they're being booked. People are having some luck getting it done. I haven't looked too far into it. Someday I want to do it, but it's not near the top of my list right now.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I love that it's there, right? It's a little rich for my blood. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I just, you know, you and I are kind of in the same point. Like, we have a kid that's, you know, your daughter's in high school. I got one that'll be in high school next year. I got one in college right now. You know, it's just, I'm fortunate that I do get to go to Walt Disney World as much as I do. I run these races. You know, you only have so much in the expendable, you know, budget there that you can go have fun with. And as much as I love Star Wars, you know, I just, someday I might be able to do that. Like, once I get Mallory out of college, you know, and like, you know, maybe down the road. And I'm glad that it's there. And I'm glad that, the good news about the podcast is I'm sure that I'll have folks that go soon here, you know, over the next year, and be able to share that here on the show and get to hear about their excitement and all the stuff they get to do. And That'll be fun for me. And, you know, it's kind of like I've never built a lightsaber either. Would I love to do that? Absolutely. I mean, I geek out on that. Everybody that comes on the show, like, oh, man, I made a lightsaber. It's so cool. It's the time's not right for me yet. I'm glad that it's there. Someday I hope to do it, but not yet. So, yeah, I'm excited. But it looks like it's more brisk than I thought. People are excited. They want to get there.
Not that I encourage this, but I feel like we need a BOGP like lottery pool. And then,
that's right.
Yeah, if we win the lottery, then we can all kind of go, and that's what we'll spend all the winnings on.
That's exactly right. We'll have to do that. That's too funny. So that's, one other thing is that apparently coming in 2022, there's going to be Amazon Echo devices. I hope I didn't just set mine off or yours, that are going to be specifically made for Disney. It's pretty cool because I don't think this is very hard for Amazon to create. And again, it'll make your room kind of, you know, a little touch of Disney there, and it could personalize. I think they should do this on the cruise ships too. I think this would be, it's kind of like where they put your name on the TV, but even better.
Have you stayed at a whole hotel that's done this before?
I've never. Have you?
Yeah. So when we, last Mother's Day, we stayed at kind of like a bed and breakfasty kind of place, like in Northern Michigan. And like one of the, you know how they list out all the amenities, like all the benefits. And one was the Amazon Echo. So like I was just playing with that thing all the time. Like, hey, play this, do this, whatever. And it would like tell you stuff about the hotel and stuff. So it was pretty customable. And I like this. So I know Disney will be able to take that to the next level, maybe even plus it up, because that seems to be their term.
Right. Oh, wait. Tanja in the chat says that they came out with a DVC points chart for the Galactic Star Cruiser. So I do know somebody who's to my left or right here on the screen that is a DVC member. So maybe I'll go down for the weekend and just use some DVC points.
So I don't know. Yeah, I need to, I still need to win the lottery and extend on my DVC contract. I think it was something, it was outrageous. I think it was close to even more than one of my contract is just for one person. Maybe not. It might've been like 190. I can't remember what it was, but it was crazy.
I saw somebody post today that their contract that they currently own allows them enough points to stand outside the Galactic Star Cruiser and stare at one side of the building for approximately 3.4 seconds. And that's about
that's what Wade just said. He's got enough for 3 hours.
That was so funny. So I just, yeah, there you go. That's what Wade says. He says he gets 3 hours. Yeah, man, it's better than nothing. You can meet Jabba the Hutt or something.
Hopefully you get a meal out of that.
Exactly. Just, you know, it's the right 3 hours. You just gotta plan it right. All right, 407-413-9395. Let's open up the phone lines. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 3 weeks, actually. We missed 2 weeks. So give us a call and let's talk Disney again. 407-413-9395. We also had the courses finally released for Wine and Dine Race Weekend. So again, starting in the, you're lucky you're staying at the Poly.
Oh yeah. I kind of playing that a little bit.
You got lucky. You're lucky we didn't start in the Epcot parking lot. But what'd you think of the courses when you saw them, the 5, 10 and the half?
I haven't looked at them too closely, to be honest. I'm actually bummed that I'm not doing the 5K because it's like the first race back, you know, like it's going to have this energy. I mean, I know the 10 and a half will later that weekend too have like this equal, even more energy. But I'm kind of bummed I'm not doing the first one. The meadow looks sweet too, but I'm excited to see some maps. It's making me think like it's actually going to happen, Mike. We're actually going to have a Run Disney race when I saw that. That was my first thought, really.
Well, so while we wait for our first call to come in, I think everybody forgot the phone number or it's not working. So if it's not working, just let me know in the chat. 407-413-9395. Again, it's been a few weeks since I've had this hooked up, so let me know if it's not. So what I've noticed about Galactic Star Cruise, about the Wine and Dine Race Weekend, is that they've really mentioned how they're going to try to spread out the start.
Yeah.
But I think they were doing that even prior to, you know, if you think about it, those that ran the races prior to the pandemic, they really had these, they called them like mini waves. Like
they
really
waves.
Did, you know, like you would be in Corral C, but they would have like 7 or 8 groups within Corral C. Like they, I don't think they designated that on your bib or anything. I wonder what the bibs are
going to
look like.
But they're going to now. Like the way I read that, it was going to be like C4 or something. And then they're going to call, like, you know, we're like, this is how I picture, like, you know, where we have the holding area where we do the photo. You got the DJ getting you pumped up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're going to have everyone hold there. And then that's where they're going to announce, like, all right, well, Corral A make their way over.
That makes sense.
Because that area is more spread out than the corrals, obviously. So I think that's how they're going to do it, which I'm actually fine with. Because, like, all I do is, like, the corrals are boring. Like, there's no one I know that I can talk to or anything, you know?
The corrals are the worst part.
That.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
Yeah, I'd rather have everybody kind of – but, I mean, you want to get people apart. I will say, I mean, I'll be honest, and you know, I don't know how everybody goes their own separate ways, but I mean, I ran the Chicago Marathon last Sunday. There were 31,000 runners in that race. I've run all the Disney race weekends. Marathon weekend's the biggest one. And I've seen where people go back where you can't even see. But in Chicago, it was ridiculous. I mean,
They were in Indiana. Some of them
might have been in Iowa. I don't even know. Like, I was just glad there were that many people behind me because that gave me a little bit of a buffer. And, like, I just totally put down a time. But, I mean.
You sign up and you get your baby. You're like, dang, I'm in the Gary, Indiana.
Just seriously. Like, dude, they tell you, like, what street to go into the crowd. Like, I'm like, I don't know what these streets are in Chicago. I don't know where Chicago is. But, like, you're going in Harrison. I'm like, okay, whatever. But
anyways, I'm going to open it.
So we got our first call, so I'll finish that off. But yeah, I mean, there were really no precautions, and so I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I mean, Disney needs to be careful. First race back, so we'll see how it goes. All right, we have our first caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Steve O'Donnell.
Hey, Steve, what's going on? Thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Question. So, sorry, my kids are going to be loud in the background. we are taking a trip, our first trip back since pre-COVID times, November 8th. And I know you've mentioned it already in your show, and I've tried to do my research to find out if I can get any more details, but do we have any indication of when character meet and greets will be possible? I know that Fairy Tale Hall, like there was something on the blogs that said that it was going to be opening in November, but is there any indication if they mean like early November or if we can just anticipate not having any meet and greets when we're there from November 8th to the 16th?
So you're going November 8th. So optimistically, again, we haven't got any dates either because Disney's real, you know, they don't want to give you the dates until they're 100% certain. So they don't have to deal with the pushback, you know, of everybody like, oh, you didn't make the date. I would guess that they're going to want to have this prior to the race weekend. And here's why. I've thought about this. I wouldn't be surprised if the meet and greets happen this week coming up because of Genie Plus, and they're going to try to spread people out, and that gives another option for people to go and meet the princesses and stuff in Fairy Tale Hall. I would not be surprised if they start happening maybe Tuesday, but I would say definitely probably before that race weekend, which starts on November 4th, because one of the things, and I don't know if they're thinking this way, but this is what I was thinking. Runners love to go with their medals and go get their pictures with characters after the races. So you want to go socially distant, get a picture with Mickey Mouse, you know, up in Town Square. And that's one of those things I'm sure that they love having all over social media, right? People with Run Disney medals in front of Mickey Mouse sharing all over the place. And I don't see where there's any big, like, hold up in doing this. They have the locations, they have the characters. Socially distant thing is just probably putting a couple of markers on the floor. It can't be that extensive. So I would be optimistic that you'll be able to have meet and greets. Oh, Scott, I mean, am I on the right track? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're on the right track. I wish Disney would have had a date.
I wish, you know, so too, yeah.
For Steve, you know, he's got the family coming down. You know, it would be nice to, like, prep a little bit better. But I say, like, you said the 8th through the 16th. So that's a fairly good window. And the Christmas parties are starting around that time. And I think that's another reason why they might want to have – maybe they're going to do some character meet and greets for the Christmas party. Who knows, right? So I'm optimistic as well that in that time frame it'll be going. But as you know, like, we don't have the crystal ball, we don't know 100% for sure. But I'm thinking that you might have it for your trip.
Great. I hope that you're right.
Well, so what characters are you, like, do your kids really look forward to meeting? Because I've gotten to, you know, get some real decent pictures with characters even through, you know, through the COVID times here.
Well, you know, we try to go every couple of years, but it's my son's because of COVID. It's his first year where he's actually aware of what's going on.
Right.
So he's four. And so we did some, I mean, we're going to a few character dining, you know, restaurant reservations, like Chef Mickey's, but it seems like even those experiences are different now. But so, I mean, my hope is that him seeing them in those restaurants is enough. But I don't really see where you can see any of the other characters. You know, I'm not sure what characters will even be available, but, you know, him seeing a princess even is something that I was hoping he'd be able to do.
Yeah,
beyond them having the meet and greets, I mean, are there opportunities still in the parks and other than a cavalcade?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, so for example, Buzz Lightyear is my favorite character, and he pops out all the time on the stage in Tomorrowland. And he'll just stand right there on the stage, and you can walk right up to the stage and just get a picture, and he'll like point at you, you know, like he would point at your son, you know, kind of give like a pose and point at your son, and you snap the shot of him, and it's a great shot. You know, I know it's hard though for, I understand, like for a 4-year-old, like they want to go up and hug the character. I mean, they don't care. That's what bothers me. Like, it's great for somebody my age that just, you know, we're living in the age of the selfie and it looks great on Instagram and it's a fun memory. But for a 4-year-old, you know, they want to hug Mickey Mouse. They want to talk to Mickey Mouse. They want to, you know, meet a princess. I totally get that because of where they are. But I mean, so you can, you know, you can do Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Pluto at the train station a lot of times in town square. Scott, have you had any other interactions with characters that are pretty easy to get to?
I mean, that's all I was kind of thinking of. I know like last year, I mean, it was different because they weren't doing the Halloween parties, but they had like, I remember at Crystal Palace is back open now too, but they had like the Pooh characters hanging out at Crystal Palace on the porch, and you can kind of get up on the porch and take a photo of them, things like that. I mean, they do that from time to time. Those are just one that comes to mind, but.
Are they sporadic or is there some type of schedule? You know, I try to look at the, you know, in the past, you know, you could see schedules when different characters were going to be out. Is that something that you have visibility for, or are they discouraging that?
I haven't really seen the schedule, and I could be wrong, but I might lose my Disney card here, but I haven't grabbed like a times guide in quite a while to like look for this, but I don't think they really have a schedule that's posted for like the cavalcades or anything like this. I could be wrong though.
But I think those, for example, like the Tomorrowland stage. Okay. So that they're only using that for the characters. If you see an attendant, like in one of the blue shirts, if you just, you know, ask them like, hey, is there a chance, you know, Buzz Lightyear may swing by here sometime? They could probably pull out their calendar or their little schedule for the day and say, you know what? Buzz usually typically swings by here at about 12:50, you know, cause they're good about that. Cause they know you want a shot. And, you know, those kind of places, they're going to try to help you. But I think again, it's that weird time. They don't want it to be mobbed, but they also want you to be happy and get what you're looking for at the same time. It's like, they want the information out there, but they don't want it out there in mass. So it's weird times, let's hope that they're back though. And you can go into Fairytale Hall and, you know, and go into Town Square, and I don't know where it would be at Epcot anymore. Cause last place I got my pictures taken doesn't exist anymore with Interventions. So,
yeah. Same.
Hey, Steve, can I ask you a question? Are you staying on site? I'm just kind of curious. Our dates up slightly. So I'm curious, where you're going to be.
We're staying in French Quarter, which it's just our preferred location. We stayed at other ones, but I got an older mother-in-law, and the size of French Quarter has always been so generous to us. So if we get like a whole view room, we're just close to transportation, and we've just had horrible luck in other resorts. So I mean, I love French Quarter, don't get me wrong, but really it's because of the location, the rooms compared to where transportation is.
And they have brand new they have refurbished rooms now
yeah, too, so right?
You're in good shape there too. Yep.
And I think the Sasagula is running again, yeah, right, Mike? Am I wrong? So.
It better be. I'm saying it needs to be. It's back open. Hey, good luck, and have a great trip if we don't talk.
Good, thanks. All right. Thanks for all you do. Have a good one.
I appreciate it. You have a good night, and tell the kids we said hello. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, okay, bye.
All right, it's good. You know, it's a good question. And Andrea says, you know, Stitch is in Tomorrowland, Country Bears on the roof there above show building. An Epcot, Aurora, and Belle. I've seen a lot of the princesses. I've seen Snow White meeting in Germany.
Yeah, I just saw that over the 50s, China. I feel like.
Yeah. The thing is, You can't like go in and say, and I think this is hard for Disney fans, right? Because for decades we've been trained like have a schedule. How many times have I had somebody come on the show on Monday and it's like the first thing we talk about is, okay, first thing I did is I made an Excel spreadsheet, and then I color coded it. Okay, characters, dining, attractions, hotel. Right. You know, you can do that with some things, but you can't do that with everything as of right now. You know, 2 months from now we may be back to that, but right now. You can't. And so you just got to be flexible. And but that's the thing is like his son's 4 years old. That's what kind of bothers. Cause you know, like 4-year old just wants to go up and hug. They don't understand social distance.
I know. I accept hugs too. So I mean, you don't have to do a social distance selfie with me.
I know. I'm totally cool with it. I'm totally cool with it. Shout out to Phil. What's going on? Troy has a question in the chat here. Will Ratatouille still have boarding groups once individual Genie Plus Lightning Lane starts, or will standby be the only other option if you don't want to pay? That is going to have boarding groups, I'm sure. I would imagine.
I don't know.
You mean come? So I'm sure he's asking like come Tuesday, right?
Right.
I mean, that's obviously what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you have to do the pay for it. Well, because I don't think they'd open up the standby, right? They still have the boarding group as the standby line, and then people can pay to do the lightning.
Yeah,
I don't think we really know. I think we'll be finding that out on Tuesday.
Right. And again, I ask cast members these kind of questions all the time because here's the thing. Here's how my life works. I call Disney like 5 or 6 times a day, but I call reservations, right? Because that's what I do. I book hotels and tickets and stuff. You know, I'm not always, I don't call like Imagineering and, attractions and ops and stuff like that. I wish I did because that'd be a lot more fun for me as a Disney geek, but I'm more calling like, okay, I need to add a day onto this reservation or cut this ticket. It's not super exciting, but it's what I do. But I always, I'm a Disney geek. So I'm always like, okay, so when Lightning Lane opens, they're always like, Mike, we don't know. Like October 19th, we'll all find out together. I'm like, but I know you know. They're like, I don't know. And if I knew, I couldn't tell you. I'm like, stop. I'm like, come on. We always get in these conversations, but it's one of those things like, I think we, like Scott said, we will find out October 19th. But here's what I think about that. Again, I try to connect the dots. Probably dangerous when it comes to trying to figure out Disney. I don't think they would have put this much effort into getting everybody ready for the virtual queue thing all over again at Epcot to drop it like within 19 days of it starting on October 1st. You know what I'm saying? Like if they weren't going to use it moving forward, I think they would have just did standby from, 3 weeks ago till Tuesday.
That's a good theory.
Do you think? I mean, because I'm sure they had to print stuff and put stuff, unless they're just copying and pasting from Rise.
Well, they made an update too with the how you select your group beforehand. So they actually had to like make some type of coding update for that as well. So I'm knowing Disney, I'm sure that took a lot of hours to figure out for them. So I don't know. I'm going to be as curious as everyone. But you think they would need to tell you like on Monday, right? Like, because on Monday night, that's when you start thinking about it, right? Like,
Right, because you got to go to bed knowing what's going on.
You're leaving the studios, you're waiting on a bus, and you're thinking like, all right, so we're going to Epcot tomorrow. Like, how are we going to plan this? So Monday night is when you're starting to think about it. But I feel like you got to know then, right?
That's a good point. Because that is a great point. I'm glad I'm not there on Tuesday because that would drive me. I didn't even think about that right now until you just said that because that would drive me nuts because I got to know, like I start planning my next day. Now, of course, we plan it out from home, right? But I really start thinking about, okay, what is this next day going to look like around dinner time the night before? Because we all know, like, it depends how tired you are or what you got done that day. Do I need to sleep in? Because it was just a long day. It was too hot, kind of like it. But you're right. I mean, if like, it's going to be, like we've said, it's going to be fun to watch on social media, but maybe not as much if that's like, day 3 of your vacation. And like, all of a sudden the rules are changing on the fly as you go to the bus.
So I don't know. There's going to be some type of update in the room. That's also why I think it's going to still be virtual because they feel like they would have had to share that by now. But who knows? So. Maybe there'll be some breaking news tonight on social media.
We'll see. It'll be, you know what? It is exciting. I mean, it is something new and we'll see how it goes. And I don't want to pay extra for something that we've had in the past as far as, we used to have free Fast Pass, but it's one of those things that it is what it is, right? I mean, if you go to the Cardinals games, I mean, they upsell you to all kinds of experiences, right? I mean, I could go sit in the bleachers. I mean, and that's a fine experience. I can see the ball game. I'm a mile away, but I'm in the ballpark. And I mean, that's kind of like going to Walt Disney World. I can go and stay at Pop Century and not buy fast passes at all and have a great experience. But for a little bit extra, I can have a little bit, a little bit more premium experience, just like I could sit, in the box seats, kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Well, here's an example for us. So, the Gardeners love Ratatouille. That's our favorite movie. Emily wasn't with us for the 50th. They had homecoming and all that, but she's coming for Wine and Dine. We have to do that attraction together, the 3 of us. But sometimes you can get shut out. If it's still the virtual queue, you could possibly get shut out. So I plan on at least one day doing the Lightning Lane for that attraction. So I can guarantee that the 3 of us will be able to ride it together finally, And like,
that's a good point.
That might not be the scenario for every attraction, but like that is definitely one I know that I'm gonna have to do it for.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's kind of like a safety net. I think Marlesa mentioned that, like, if you're at the end of a trip, you don't get on something or the line's 3 hours, it gives you a chance. All right, I think Eric's on the phone from Connecticut. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? I you're talking about Genie, and I think I've come around to feeling happy about it because I'll finally be unburdened of Fast Pass and like thinking which place am I going to need to go next and strategizing that. I can go back to just, wandering around the park and enjoying what comes next and doing standby. I'm looking at it as a chance to de-stress some of my vacation instead of stress it up a little bit more with all these reservations.
You know what? That's a great, here's the thing. And Scott, you can, I want Scott to speak to this because he goes to Disneyland, is that every person that I've talked to that goes to Disneyland, they come back and they're like, Max Pass was awesome. And I didn't care that I had to pay for it. Every person said that, even Walt Disney World fans. And do you agree with that?
Yeah,
Scott?
I agree.
You've done that too. Okay. So everybody comes back like, dude, $15 a day. I don't care. It was worth it. Like every person says that.
Yep. And you can 100%. Make it as you go and almost everything's available. It was bliss. It was fantastic. So hopefully this looks like that.
Cool.
And I think it will. I think it will look a lot like it. I think it just kind of depends on what park you start at too, right? Because like if the hours are, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think the hours have improved a lot lately, right, Mike? I'm thinking like Epcot, for instance. I think they're opening up earlier now.
Right.
Which is good. Because like if you're starting at Epcot, because if your park pass is for Epcot, they don't open at 11. That might not be the best day to do it because you're not getting off to a good start with the with Genie Plus and Fast Passes.
And there's so few rides in Epcot to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe you need it for Soarin', but you know, if you're only doing like what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rides in the whole park, maybe 9, I think that that's, you know, doable in a day of standby, especially if standby is lower than it used to be because of the lack of fast passes. It's, you know, more of a continuous loading instead of a stop, wait 5 minutes and then let 3 more people on the ride.
Unless we park hop over to another part, then that could play a role too. That's why I think Epcot is always my better for being like my ending park, so I can start earlier somewhere else.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good. But, I mean, because the thing is, like, I like Epcot for park hop and later because World Showcase, right? Because you don't have like World Showcase takes. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Eric taking all the pressure off. I like World Showcase for the fact that I could roll in at 5 o'clock in the evening and I have to work. Like, I can just do World Showcase. I don't have to worry about lines. I can just snack. I can just chill, watch. Absolutely. You know, watch a couple of films, get a drink, and see some fireworks, and that is perfect. Like that's why I love hopping to Epcot in the evening because I'm not trying to. You know, I'm not behind the eight ball. You know, like if I hop to the Magic Kingdom, I'm behind everybody in line for the rest of the day.
Yep. I'm actually a little off topic of what I called about. I'm actually calling with a trip planning question. We had plans, myself and some friends, to go in July from like the 8th to the 12th. And then that got thrown into chaos because we realized we had a concert that we had originally been planning to go to in 2020 that ended up being rescheduled for 2022 on the 12th. So we've moved things around. My friend's going down there for a corporate event from the 7th through the 10th. And now we're thinking about, well, maybe I can show up on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Here's what's stopping me. That's the 4th of July. Is the 2 days after the 4th of July like crazy packed? Or is that like a doable vacation time?
So what day of the week is it? I don't have it pulled up.
4th of July, 4th is, like of a July Monday is Monday this year? Now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think you could be okay. And here's this is a secret.
I know what you were going to say, Michael.
I know I got to say it, though, because Eric asked. The week after the 4th of July is a sweet week to go to Walt Disney World. For some reason,
the
crowds are not bad the week immediately after the 4th of July because I think everybody goes for the 4th and then out. Like, that's it. We usually go like on the 3rd because then we'll see the fireworks in the 3rd and the 4th at the Magic Kingdom in Epcot. And then we'll stay until like the 10th or the 11th. And it is a great week to go. It's a great week. It's hot. So, it's so hotter than anything. It's great.
That sounds good then because the plan is like she's going to be flying in from the West Coast. She's actually going out to Disneyland and then doing the kind of bi-coastal thing and coming up back this way. And she'd be here on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then the corporate thing is the 7th through the 10th. And we could meet up for the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then I can like spend some time on my own the 7th, 8th, or 9th or whatever. Oh, that sounds, you've made me very happy tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, do that. That is a good plan. That seriously, because that's when I schedule my trip every summer is that week.
I will say, always got to say this, though. That was based on past experiences.
Yeah, true. That's true. I mean, that was based on when the world was normal. So who knows? But
generally speaking, even being on Monday,
I think it'd be good.
I could see people taking off that Tuesday or like coming back home that Tuesday, just being there for the weekend or a little bit before leading up, come back to Tuesday, then work the rest of the week from there. I could totally see a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, I would say go for it.
I had even played with flying out on the 4th so I could have the whole day on the 5th. But okay, wonderful. Hey, before I go, happy birthday, Scotty.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and happy unbirthday, Mike, because I don't want to leave you out.
Next month. Mine's next month. It'll be soon.
All right. And have a good one, guys.
All right. Take care, Eric. Take care. Talk to you soon.
That was nice.
It was very nice. That is a great week. Okay, Michelle's asking in the live chat. Let's jump in on this. Anything going on in the evenings at Animal Kingdom these days? Would we be okay skipping that in favor of ending our nights at other parks? And I know, again, Animal Kingdom, one of your favorite places to be. So talk about Animal Kingdom at night. Of course, we got the beacons of I want to say magic. Is it magic or light? It's magic.
I was going to say light for some reason.
I kept saying light, but I think it's magic. I was totally saying it wrong that whole weekend. Yeah.
You took it right out, man. Every park is doing that. I will say from some friends of ours that I think you were part of the conversation too, Mike. They were
unimpressed.
But you know, that was like they saw it on the first day that they launched it. So who knows? I haven't seen it in person yet. But I mean, I love the atmosphere at Animal Kingdom at night. Like Everest at night is a blast. But I wish they were doing. I don't know. I wish they could just do more at night. You know, like some kind of party scene. Remember when they used to do like those Harambe nights or whatever? Yes. Like I wish I would have done that.
Yes. Remember when they did? Because I got to go down for that media event when it was called. Oh, I got the thing here. What was it called? I have all my press thing. Oh, it was called Awaken Summer. That's what it was called.
Awaken Summer.
It was called Awaken Summer. And we had dinner, like there's a press thing, and we had dinner in Harambe. And then they got us all pumped up for that. Remember that nighttime safari? And they're like, because it was dark for most of it. I mean, obviously it's nighttime. And like, you can hear the animals. And I'm pretty sure the animal sounds were fake. I'm pretty sure. Like, some of them are real. But they're like, what's that guy's name that plays? He played for LSU and
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger. Is that even a real animal? I don't even know if it's a real animal.
I don't know. But another thing though, Pandora is pretty cool at night too. And then I remember that trip, Mike. I think we hung out in the Nomad Lounge like late at night too. So there's plenty of cool things to do at night. Animal Kingdom just doesn't get a good enough rep for that. But I would definitely. I would definitely encourage more time at Animal Kingdom, especially at night.
Well, check here's the thing about Animal Kingdom too. Like it's a hot park. And I know you think I think Animal Kingdom's hottest park in the summer.
I think Epcot's the hottest.
I know you do. I think Animal Kingdom is so hot because of the foliage, like bringing in the humidity. But the thing is, like that would be a great park at night because it's just like, it's cooler and it's so big. And it's, did you ever run any races through Animal Kingdom at night?
I did the Everest challenge.
Did that one? I've never done that one.
I did the last, it was my first run Disney race and it was the last year they did it. It was the year Georgia won.
Happy belated birthday to him. That's right. We're friends with the guy who won the race. That's right.
Yeah, Georgia. We are.
I love that. He's a lizard. That's right.
Yeah.
That's so funny. No, but okay. So the one year that we ran through there, like, I can't remember what it was, Wine and Dine or something.
Well, Wine and Dine ran through there too. Yeah, I think so.
But they had these, it was so cool because they had like these like big like tusks, like that lit up, like as you came in the park. It was so cool looking at night. We ran actually through there at a Star Wars race. We ran through Pandora
in the morning
when it was dark. And that park is cool and dark. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think it's super cool. I think we talked about this a ton. I know you've talked about it on the podcast. I even talked about it on here when I'm on here. The parks just have a completely different personality at night. All four of them do. So that's why I would encourage to always experience these parks at night. Mike, I know you don't experience Animal Kingdom very much at night, but it is fun. Outside of the racing, it is fun.
No, I like Animal Kingdom. It's fine. There's a lot of rides there that I just don't do.
Now, what I really want to do is like a Blizzard Beach or like Typhoon at night.
We totally need to do
it. I love night swimming. Is like my favorite thing to do is night swimming.
Same, because I don't like getting sunburned.
Yeah.
We need to do one of those. Remember those like H2O glow nights they had right before COVID? We need to do one
of
those.
I know. That's what I want.
Yep.
I want to get an update on when Typhoon's going to reopen.
I heard this past week again. Who knows? But it's one of those like bioreconstruct photos. Oh, yeah. But they're apparently filling up the lazy river and the pool. Yeah. So I mean, why would you fill it up if you're not going to open? I mean, come on now.
So remember the other day you were doing something. You asked on a episode like what is one of the most random like souvenirs you had, and you talked about like the pine cone you have
there. Yeah, on the shelf.
So the other day I was like looking for something, and I found the. A random thing. So I have an Oasis bar and grill menu from the Polynesian like pool. So it's got like I can get some pork sliders, the avocado wrap, and like all the cocktails. I don't know how or why I have this menu, but it made me laugh the other day when I found this. So that's a funny souvenir that I have.
I have one kind of like that. I have one of the do not disturb signs that have like Peter Pan.
I have one
on
of those
it.
Too.
It hangs on the bathroom door here in the basement.
That's perfect use of that.
I don't know how I got in my bag.
Remember, like, they're still there, but remember there was a rumor like they were going to go away. So I somehow,
was there. I don't even know.
I had
somehow
one like slip in my backpack. I don't know how it happened. One. If the mouse keeper put it there or no, what?
I don't know, because it's one of those things. Like I just like when I'm, you know, because I'm always like, oh my god, when I'm by myself, I'm always like, you know, a half a millisecond away from missing Magical Express. So I'm just like, I got all my electronics on that big long dresser, like at Pop Century. I'm just like,
you just scooped it in,
just throw it into my backpack. Then I get to TSA and they're like, sir, is this your backpack? I'm like, I know, it's a mess. It looks. There's 8,000 wires and 5 battery chargers. I know, we got to go through it again. Yes, that's why I probably have it. Okay, Jennifer's got a question here. Which park, or wait, let me just make sure I can see this here. Which park do you usually go to on race day after the half marathon for wine and dine? I currently have a park reservation for Epcot, but we usually get there in the evening for the post-race party, and we have park hopper tickets as well. Am I wasting a park reservation? And should we schedule something different? So where do you go the day of the half marathon usually?
So it always depends on the course a lot. So for Wine and Dine, you don't go through Magic Kingdom. So because I like to get medal photos in front of like a park icon.
Right, same.
So like the studios could be a good one because you went through the studios there. Animal Kingdom can be a good one. I mean, the Magic Kingdom makes the most sense, right? You want castle photos. But what's weird about Wine and Dine, you don't run through the castle that weekend. So I like going to Animal Kingdom, honestly, because you do spend some time on the racetrack in Animal Kingdom. So take a Tree of Life photo and then hop over to Epcot for the party.
Wait, so we don't run through the Magic Kingdom at all that whole weekend?
I don't believe so. All the races start at the Magic Kingdom parking lot, but you don't go through it. Wait, or someone else can correct me. I know.
No, that's probably right.
Someone
that's
analyzed the
right.
course a little bit better than me.
I mean, it's fine because we'll be back down in January for us running that. Yeah. But yeah, that makes sense. So we go through. So the half marathon starts at the Magic Kingdom, runs to Animal Kingdom, and goes through the studios and ends at Epcot.
Yeah, you do like 4 miles like on one of the long roads. It might be World Drive. I can't remember which one exactly. Then you go to Animal Kingdom. Then you probably end up on Osceola like we always do when you run out of Animal Kingdom for a long stretch. And one of those like ramps that are brutal because that's like the uphill.
Yep.
I think we go to the studios and then make our way to Epcot.
Yep. Wait, it says
nope on Magic Kingdom.
No Magic Kingdom. No.
So, I mean, ideally, I mean, like, I love the castle photos with the medals, and you obviously still can. I'm sure I'm still going to that weekend as well because, you know, it's our first race weekend that we've had in a while. But I like to just go to a park where, like, oh, yeah, I was running through here earlier this morning at, like, 6 a.m.
That's a good point, because you really need to kind of commemorate where the course ran. But, I mean, hey, if it's your weekend, like, if you want to run the castle or the statue, you know, or with Mickey in Town Square, because that should be back, hopefully. Cross our fingers. I'm trying to make it happen for everybody. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, guys. It's Kevin from Ohio. How are you?
What's up, Kevin? Hey, it's a good week. Bob is back, your buddy.
I know. He just got done with his Sunday show, so I thought I'd give you guys a call.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I made it through the Chicago race. I'm still standing and glad to be back here with my buddy Scott and talking to you. Things are good. Say hi to Scott.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, Kevin. Good to hear from you. Hope you're doing
good. Well, first of all, Mike, are you working tonight, or are we going to have a problem?
Is my what working?
Oh, because you lost connection last time you talked to Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you shut me down last week, Kevin, last time. Yeah, everybody in the house screamed. My wife was doing lesson plans upstairs. My daughter was doing her homework, and I was trying to do a live show, and just everything screeched to a halt. And you thought I was hanging up on you. Nope. The world shut down on me. It was my fault 3 weeks ago. Totally forgot. Yeah. It was good old internet.
Yeah.
Totally was. Yeah. I promise you.
I want to believe that. Okay.
Promise to Yeehaw Bob.
Yeah. So, what are you going to talk about tonight?
A bunch of stuff. We're just glad that the live entertainment's back. We're excited to see how Genie Plus is going to fall out this week on Tuesday when that starts. And we have
excited to see more 50th merchandise.
Yeah, more merchandise to get. I want to get that lunchbox at some point. There's a lunchbox.
Yeah, I've been following you on Facebook, and I love the room key that you get at your resort. That is awesome.
I know, it is awesome. I got one. I went down and I asked the lady when I was there at Pop Century, and she gave me one, you're right, Kevin, it was awesome. But yeah. Listen to this. If you're super nice, now I guess I'm not super nice, or I don't have the, I'm not persuasive, I guess I should say. Some people, you probably will get this. Some people got like a full set. They got like six of them because there's a complete set of these room keys. I only got Mickey. She told me, she goes, you look like a Mickey Mouse guy. So I knew at that point I wasn't getting anything. No, I like Mickey. I'm like, that's cool because I'm going to get one. I want Mickey. But at that point I knew, guess what? You're not getting the other five. So I just like, that's fine. But some people get all six.
What are all the designs like? What is the all six?
I think it's, so Scott, you saw them, right? What, I think there's a Minnie Mouse, and I think there's like it's like the Fab Five, but it almost looks like a puzzle. Fab Five
with like some cool colors on the background. They all have like a different like green or a red or a blue, but then there's like the iridescent collection too.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think they might have all those same characters in iridescent. I could be wrong, or maybe it's just Mickey and Minnie. But
you just better turn on the, cool. Yeah, you better turn on the charm. Just saying. I didn't have it.
Oh, I will. No problem. I'll get like 12.
That's it. You got to do something, man. Because I was burning out. I was trying again not to miss the Magical Express bus. That was my last chance. Because I was like, oh, I didn't get my card. And that card's awesome. Yeah.
Well, but you had to give it back, right? I mean, at the end of your stay.
Oh, no, you get to keep it.
No way, really?
Oh yeah, that's yours to keep. Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you only paid like $200 a night for that room. You get to keep the card. That's yours.
Yeah, here at the Polynesian, they give you all of them. Because
you should get all of them. You should get them all like in a frame at the end of the stay.
you stay on a resort for $200 a night. Here's a room key.
Exactly. Here's a piece of 27 cents of plastic. Here, have a good day.
Well, before I go, how did you get like the fireworks?
How do you do what with the fireworks?
How did you like?
Okay. So Scott and I were good buds, man. We're like brothers, but we have different opinions on the fireworks. We like,
yeah,
I like
it. Yeah.
I know. I like Enchantment better than Harmonious, and he's the opposite, I think. Scott, right?
Yep, I'm the opposite. Well, I have to see them again, though. Like, I mean,
I have my own.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have my own opinion. But I know you gotta go, so next week I'll try to call and give my opinions.
Sounds good to me. We'll have to tell Bob to cut that. He's doing those long songs. He must be doing, Sally, sitting on a something.
Sarah.
Yes, sir. Gotta be careful what you say there. Get yourself
Sarah,
in trouble.
Don't mess Sarah. It up.
Don't mess it up, Kevin. Don't mess it up. That's exactly right.
It's interesting because he can't play that song at the point right now. He's not allowed.
Really?
Yeah, because they I don't know if you know this, but Disney does not want anybody to sing along with him.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we don't want to. Yeah, I guess. That That's yeah. kind of hard. That's his thing.
You can have your mask off.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. But I can't imagine. I didn't think about that. I can't imagine going there and not singing. Like, I'm always the guy on the one song where I have to do the bird in the nest and I got to do the binoculars at the bar.
Yeah,
like, that's me.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's always my part.
But I want you guys to go, but I'll leave you at a cliffhanger for this week. All right. Okay.
All right, Kevin. We'll catch up with you next week. How's my hair look?
It's messed up.
All right. See you, Kevin. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, Kevin. Bye. All right. Oh, Kevin.
Speaking of next week, though, Mike, I gotta tell you, like, I got a someone that's turning 14 next Sunday, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I might have to be out.
I might have to fly solo. Okay, we got one last call here tonight, and we're heading to Nebraska with Wade. What's going on, Wade?
Hey, guys. Happy Sunday evening. Scotty G.
D.
Happy late birthday. One day late, right?
Thank you, Wade. Why wasn't my Spartans the only one of our teams that showed? I mean, Nebraska sort of showed up. The special teams, though, man. They got to work.
Yeah, special teams. Again, remember, it's not special teams. It's just teams at this point when you missed an extra
line.
Points and
I mean, I did see a punt return for a touchdown live against Nebraska that took a game to OT. That was pretty awesome. So
that night
I was a big fan of them.
I know. Well, I'm sorry yesterday they couldn't pull their weight, but it's kind of been the story of the season with Nebraska.
Same.
Close but no cigar. But anyway, yeah. But I just wanted to comment the wine and dine maps. It's pretty interesting to look at them, and you know, Magic Kingdom's never been a part of wine and dine that I can remember. It's always the other parks, and of course, right. it's heavy on Epcot and then Hollywood Studios. But fortunately, they've changed the 10K because it was really boring 2 years ago. It was really run from the parking lot to Epcot and then you went around Epcot and then you were finished, and it was, my wife ran it with me. She's like, that was the most boring race I've ever, you know, or run I've ever had. So I was happy to see it goes into Hollywood Studios this time, which is kind of fun.
I didn't look at that one that close. Where does it go through the studio? So the 10K goes from Magic Kingdom parking lot to or Epcot parking lot.
It does.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom parking lot
to, so yep. Down World Drive to the studios or where?
What, Down World Drive to the studios, wow. You loop back around, and then you enter really the same place I think every other race enters the studios, kind of behind Tower of Terror.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you come up, that's Sunset Boulevard there?
Yep.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard. Yep, and you go up, and then you exit. I don't know if you exit, you might kind of exit a little bit behind sort of the entrance there. But you do run, you know, that little bit through the studios, which is fun.
So
and then you run out
on Hollywood, though, because I remember last time we didn't run on Hollywood because of construction or something. I can't remember the reason why. Am I wrong on that?
It was a lot of I think it was all the Skyliner construction was out in front, and they were redoing all the bus, the 78 bus pickup spots they have out there. Those all were getting redone. I know that 2018 we ran. And it was like running through construction walls. Like you were like, it was like a maze. Like you're in a corn maze. You're trying to figure your way out.
So then the 10K, so that kind of be like the finish for the full marathon. Then we'll go back out on that walkway or from the studios, right? To the Epcot area resorts. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. And you go, the 10K, you go beach and yacht club side on the 10K and that way, and then enter in behind, I think you shoot up behind the Skyliner and enter in,
right.
You know, was it Canada or UK back around that way?
I'll
but then
the
half marathon
the is what you're saying.
The half's the boardwalk side,
yes,
exactly.
Nice.
And then you loop around World Showcase, okay. Which is always fun.
That's always fun.
So
that's the best part.
Yeah, it's now. Of course, we got a lot of construction at Epcot again. 2 years ago, there was a lot of construction at Epcot as well too, because that's when they just first started knocking down, Future World. But you know, they're able to minimize that, and you do the loop around World Showcase, which. You know, just like the marathon finish is always kind of fun.
Right.
So, I'm excited about the course. Like you said, Scott, earlier, I'm excited that it's an actual Disney race. It's actually, I guess, knock on wood, still happening.
Yeah.
Right?
3 weeks from today, like, I feel this is I've been on the fence if it was still going to happen, Wade, to be honest. But now that we got a map, like, I feel really good that's going to happen.
I agree. Once I saw that come out. Now, I did see the be at the start line or start area 4 a.m. for the 10K and 3:30 a.m. for the half.
Oof,
so
man.
Those are some.
But you know,
well,
you know,
the race is going to start at 4 a.m.?
No. It's going to start like at 5:30 or 6, right? They're saying that for like the Rickies of the world.
Five.
Like,
okay,
it starts at 5. The earlier, the better for me. Start that sucker early. But you know, like they say that. I shouldn't even say this out loud on a podcast. This is terrible podcasting. But they say that for the folks that are just, you know, like last minute procrastinators, right? I mean,
right.
I used to be on the first
exactly.
bus. I've kind of changed my story on that, especially depending on the weather.
Wait, like, do you have a thought on the, like, it sounds like they're going to call like certain groups out to corrals. That's how I picture it, right? Like, well, I'll be huddled in that big field or area where they got the DJ going. Then they'll kind of call you to the corrals. Like
B2, B3.
Yeah. Is that how you're kind of interpreting that too?
I read that and I looked it up. I saw it somewhere else. I think Michael Does Disney did a little post, an Instagram story on it. And I looked it up and it is like in the corner of your bib, when you get your bib at the expo, there's going to be a number like, and it was like S1, S2, I don't know what the S stands for, but, I think it was S1, S2, S3, S4. And then you would know, I don't know if there'll be signs or they'll call you, but something like that. So kind of like micro corrals is the way I took it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe that's why they're saying obviously get there early and the race will start at 5. But if they actually start right at 5, you know, there's going to be a lot of coordination to do that.
Yeah, there is.
So,
but they were kind of doing that prior to COVID. Remember, they were calling them like mini waves or something.
Correct,
like
but
within
like
each
mm-hmm.
corral,
but
everybody was all together though. Yeah. I think they just took like, okay, we're going to go with like this 20% of C and then, okay, stop.
Right.
You know, but I guess we're going to,
yep.
I guess they're going to not, I guess they're just going to load in that 20% and then everybody else stay over here. Once they're out, now we're going to load another 20% in, possibly.
I don't know. I'm so curious to see what's going to
do. I don't know, because the thing about Chicago was like, because, I mean, again, this is my first race I've been in like 2 years. And I thought, you know, because Chicago, like, I mean, it's in Illinois, and they're way more strict on, like, COVID protocols than mm-hmm. Missouri. Dude, it was just like normal marathon weekend in 2012, and, I mean, 31,000 people, like, in the street. It was crazy. And that's when I was like, oh, we're good in Disney. I was like, dude, we're so good.
Right.
I mean, this is no problem at all. It was crazy.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Exactly. I do like starting at the Magic Kingdom parking lot because I think the nice thing is you're there, you've got everything, and you don't really have to walk very far to the corrals. I mean, it's just it was – up and to the left is the way we did it, you know, in 2019, the last time. And for Scott, it's like he gets an extra 30 minutes of sleep because he can just stroll out of the college.
Hour and a half.
Yeah,
like
it's killing me, dude. You're killing me. I know he is. He can walk out in his PJs.
I mean,
we'll be like, where is he?
If you guys
like,
all want a bunk, we got the fifth sleeper and all that. So if you guys want a bunk,
I'm
like,
solo,
I'm totally
dude. Don't mess with me. Hey, man.
Oh man, no, that's perfect. That is perfect. We were at Grand Floridian the last time, and that was pretty good too. But you still have that extra kind of 12-minute walk between the Grand Floridian and Polynesian. But Poly, man, you walk straight out, and yeah, it's like 8-minute walk, and you're there.
That's so awesome.
That's like what everybody used to say.
But
I
do like starting there.
Those Disneyland races, right? They always used to say the best part about those is that you pretty much start across the street.
Yeah, and what was great about that, just being someone that's in Eastern Standard Time, like. I mean, I was up already. You know what I mean?
You're like, dude, it's like new.
Let's go. I opened up my social media. Like, people back home are like finishing runs already.
That's awesome.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Hey, man, we'll all be together here in about 3 weeks. It's going to be fun. Man, we'll be done in 3 weeks.
Have a blast.
That's crazy.
I think we're going to, I think we have a celebratory dinner at Steakhouse 71 planned on the half day, I think. I'll have to look at the plans. I'll start texting you guys whatever plans we have.
Okay, I'm booking my flights tonight. I'm getting nervous now. All of a sudden, I might end up going like through because I'm so late. I'll probably have to fly through like Alaska or something to get there. But I'm gonna get there.
Just drive, Mike. Just drive it.
Exactly. That's why. Yeah, $700 flight to Florida. Exactly.
Too funny.
That'll be
too
fun.
Funny.
It'll be fun.
But anyway, looking forward to it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing you guys and the other lizards that are down there too, and just you know what, lining up in the crowd, it's gonna be a blast. Can't wait.
I can't
cannot wait.
You know what I also like about Wyandotte weekend is like there's always like a good college football game too, so it might be fun to like go somewhere like a Splitsville or something too, like, to watch a football game. Like, oh man.
Well, so who do you guys who does State play that weekend?
It's the weekend after Michigan. I'm going to stall for, I'm going to pull a Ricky here and just kind of stall for a second as I look that up.
Ohio State.
I'll tell you, Nebraska plays Ohio State. So, at home, but, Ohio State, Nebraska. I don't know what time they have, but, you know, of course they haven't announced that. Could be in the morning. It could be at night. Usually it's at night, and I've gone to bed in like the third quarter and it's like, you know, 56-4. And I'm like, okay, I'm out.
I get to have my traditional Dole Whip bet with our buddy Phil. We play Purdue that weekend, so we always bet on something.
There you go. You know what? I think Mizzou plays Georgia at Georgia that weekend.
So you're not even going to
care. Dude, that'll be the biggest upset in the history of sports.
And our friend Georgia is going to be down there that weekend, too.
I think that might be the weekend.
Because
we have a bye, then we have Vanderbilt, and then I think it's Georgia. So I think that's it, yeah.
Hey, if Mizzou and Nebraska can pull the upsets, and and Michigan State can just hold serve and beat Purdue, three for three. We'll see.
Iowa's house and just smoked them yesterday.
Yeah, that's no joke. They did. That was pretty good.
It's gonna be fun. I can't wait. It's gonna be a blast.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see you down there, Wade, and have a good wrap up to the training here in the next few weeks.
Sounds good. You guys as well.
And Scott, get going tomorrow.
Day one
tomorrow. Training tomorrow.
See you, Wade. Have a good one. Talk to you later.
All right, see you guys. Take care.
Oh, that's too funny. All right, Wade, we got to call this a wraps, man. We're at the top of the hour. You got to catch up with your family. I got to get a couple things done here before we start another work week.
Time for some dinner.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for everybody for joining us. We'll do this again next Sunday night. Scotty may or may not be here because he's got a big birthday in the house, but we'll make the best of it either way. So plan to join us 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central next Sunday night, Facebook and YouTube. Don't forget, these shows always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put these shows out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support, and our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. For more information, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on the social media. Scott's over there at @epscott on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at @brguestmike on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube, and you'll get all the notifications every time we go live. All right, that's going to do it for the live show. Of course, this week we'll have shows on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday's a trip report. Wednesday's listener questions. Friday, we'll talk about the news of the week or some fun topic just to get you through that Friday and move you right into the weekend. All right, let's get out of here and let you get on with your week. So if you're joining us live, have a great Sunday night. If you're checking us out here on the feed, happy Thursday to you. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.